Welcome to Book Talk. I'm your host, Annette Weiser of Lunchtime Conversations, and with me is Dominic Howarth with Book and Bottle, our regular book person who knows everything about books. Welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on at Book and Bottle and local books, local book authors, supernatural books. It's Hispanic Heritage Month, so just let us know what we should be reading.
Absolutely. Well, I love spooky season. For me, spooky season started September 1st. Anytime we get into the burr months, I'm like, oh, Halloween is here. So I would say books to definitely be checking out is Fiend by Amakatsu. Amakatsu is usually a historical horror fiction novelist, but this time she's bringing it to the current moment. This is for any fans of Succession, fans of families who are doing bad things, who get their comeuppance. Essentially, it's about this very, very rich family who seems to have been doing super well for themselves, almost as if they've had this blessing. But eventually that blessing starts to slowly turn into a curse as this family's good fortune turns into this horrid experience. Super fun, super edge of your seat stuff. If ghosts and haunted houses more your thing, Play Nice by Rachel Harrison is super fun. I love Rachel Harrison. She did Black Sheep and she did So Thirsty. So if you want something that is not as intense on the scares, she's great. Essentially, this woman must confront the literal demons of her past when her mother bequeaths her old childhood house and she decides to flip it because in this economy, you gotta. And she finds out that this haunted house really does not want to be sold. So that one is super, super fun and particularly great for spooky season.
I love that. What about The Magician of Tiger Castle? I love fantasy for grown-ups and Louis Sacher. This really – I know you love YA stuff too.
Oh, absolutely. YA stuff is super, super fun. We've been really enjoying – there's a really great Snow White retelling that we've been putting out. It's called This Poisoned Heart. Really, really great book. You can find it in our fantasy section. It's a really, really great retelling.
So what about Hispanic Heritage Month, which we're celebrating in October?
Absolutely. So, yes. So one of my favorites that I read earlier this year is Say Hello to My Little Friend by Janine Capel-Cruzet. I had the pleasure of meeting her. She randomly popped into our store, and I got to talk to her for a little bit. Super sweet person. Long and short of it is this is Scarface meets Moby Dick.
Oh, boy.
Set in Miami. A totally lyrical and magical telling about this pitbull impersonator who decides to gets a cease and desist letter. Is told from the perspective of him trying to figure out his family as he's coming in from Cuba and his history, but also told from the perspective of this really beautiful whale that is in the Miami auditorium. Really gorgeous, really weird, really love it. Another great book for Hispanic Heritage Month is The Devil Takes You Home by Gabino Iglesias. So very Carmic McCarthy meets Stephen King. It's about this father turned hitman who has to do one last big job across the for this Mexico cartel. It's dirty, it's grungy, it's gritty, it's incredible. Half of it's told in Spanish. It's really brilliant, and if you like your fiction dark, it's a perfect microcosm of the supernatural and Hispanic Heritage Month.
I just love that. What about local book authors? What's coming up? I think Tamara Lush has a new book out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. She has a new book out. We also have been carrying Tyler Gillespie's book, Florida Man, which is a really great collection of poems that we really enjoy. We also will be carrying Neptune by our friend Denzel Johnson Green. So really, when it comes to local poetry, we have been really stocking our shelves with a lot of that, which has been really great.
That is great. I am been really enjoying biographies and the whole summer. I actually just read Chasing Evil, The Shocking Crime, Supernatural Forces, and an FBI Agent's Search for Hope and Justice. Light reading.
Yeah, super fun. Laugh a minute.
And also Mother Mary Comes to Me by Arundhati Roy. Oh. What about biographies? What are you liking in the bookstore?
Absolutely. So A Different Kind of Power, a memoir by Jacinda Ardern. She was the youngest female head of government and the former prime minister of New Zealand. So she just released this memoir, which is really incredible about her tale to get into power about placing compassion and humanity first while she was leading New Zealand. It's also our Lady Leaders Book Club pick for this month, which is really wonderful, and that has been one that I've been really loving lately.
What are the bros reading?
The bros. So my rain bros, my reading rain bros, we're currently reading A Man Called Uwe by Frederick Bachman. It's my first Frederick Bachman book, and I am so enjoying it. It's about this curmudgeon-y old man who learns to love again as he's thrown into the lives of his neighbors. All he wants to do is be left alone, but everyone has other ideas for him. It's really empathetically written, and I'm really enjoying the journey.
I love that. You know, there's a new Dan Brown book out, The Secret of I believe it's The Secret of Secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's science meets mysticism. Are you a Dan Brown fan?
I remember being really into Angels and Demons when that came out. So anytime Dan Brown releases a book, it's a total event. And I love those big event books in which people are all clamoring for. For me, my newest big event book is Mary Roach, Replaceable You. I love Mary Roach. Nobody writes nonfiction quite like her because she can be absurdist. She's incredibly clear. She is concise, and she makes learning fun. So this one, she essentially is looking into the remarkable advances of how we supplement the human body and talking about people who get prosthetics and like donated hearts, and can these hearts be made to beat forever? They're such wild explorations of science and also the human condition. Whenever she releases a book, I'm like, everyone just read this right now.
Well, you know who's like that is my friend from The New Yorker, who I adore, Susan Orlean. Surfing, taxidermy, orchids, Rin Tin Tin. They're just a few of the topics that she covers. She, like the author you just said, can really illustrate that familiar things examined closely can be magnificent.
Absolutely. Susan Orlean can write about a wall, and you're like, oh, I want 20 more pages on this. I know when I was reading The Orchid Thief, I had never really thought of orchids before, and she's able to just claw away at the shared oneness of – and that's the beauty of the written word, right? And that's the beauty of a writer like Susan Orlean, who can just concentrate so easily on this topic and make it so beautiful and profound.
Absolutely. What about literary nonfiction?
Ooh, literary nonfiction.
Or literary, or, you know, just actually anything else in the store that just floats your boat.
Oh, absolutely. Well, right now, what I'm really loving is Good and Bad and Other Stories by Samantha Schweblin. So Samantha Schweblin is this brilliant Argentinian surreal writer who is sort of like, the way I describe her writing is if Dali, instead of using a canvas, used a pen.
Ooh.
I love her. She's able, it's very Fable meets Franz Kafka, and it's her newest series of short stories. I was reading it on my little mini staycation the other day when I went to Halloween Horror Nights to get in the mood for some like fun haunted houses. And not only is the story scary and unnerving, but they're wildly and literarily approachable and will really reach into your heart and just like really pull it out, because they're just beautiful. And what Samantha Schweblin does so well is she understands the human condition is universal. And so even if she's talking about a ghost, like, you still feel it deep in your bones.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I'm excited about that's coming out is Positive Obsession.
Yeah.
The Life and Times of Octavia Butler. I love science fiction. I love Heinlein. I love Asimov. I love, of course, Philip Dick and all of those people. But I cannot wait, because how many people have read Octavia E. Butler, an African-American sci-fi writer?
And the answer to that is never enough. Never enough. When we're talking about the annals of sci-fi history, we're always talking about these older white men. And Octavia Butler really was this blueprint of a writer, especially with Afrofuturism. We're able to see like the imprint she's had on not only written fiction, but you can look at movies like Sinners by Ryan Coogler and see the influence there. We just did Parable of the Sower for our fiction book club last month. So very timely that that's coming out. And I'm loving to see all of this research and to see her back in the national spotlight, which she never got while she was alive.
Well, talking about people in the spotlight, Lee Child has a new book out September 9th. Just came out. Mm-hmm. Reacher. It's the behind the scenes look at Reacher. It's like, oh, you can't get enough of Reacher, but now we're going to find out what's in that man's head. So that's
exactly
exciting. So speaking of events, it's you just have so many events. Tell us what's going on. If you have authors and other fun things, Book and Bottle is the adult playground for those who love reading and everything books and wine.
Absolutely. Especially wine. So our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Wine Somm is doing so many fun events for us in this next month. She just came back from Greece, and she is doing – Opa! Someone throw a plate real quick. She's doing an It's All Greek to Me wine tasting, which is really fun. She also is obsessed with Halloween, so she's doing a very wicked wine tasting with all fun, like haunted wines. And she always writes these fun, like, witchy limericks to go with each of them, and she gets all dressed up. It's so crazy. And then I love my book-selling lead, Bree. She is like my right hand when it comes to everything. And everyone at Book and Bottle is so multi-talented. She's an incredible artist. And we're doing a It's Fall, Y'all drink and draw with her, in which you don't have to know how to draw. You don't need to know how to be creative. As she says, all you have to do, need to know is how to have fun. So that's really, really a great time. And she's going to teach everybody how to draw and have a good time with some like fall crafty things.
Tell us about Book and a Movie. What's next?
Oh, my God. One of my favorites. So the next one for September is Fight Club. So Fight Club by Chuck Palahniuk, written in the mid-90s and then later on directed by David Fincher. Super fun. We're having that at Greenlight, a little combo event in which we can have the literary and the cinematic meet in one space to discuss ideas, translations. Because really, when you have a director looking at a book and saying, I can do that, that's really translating the human experience into a different medium. And so we can say, you know, what was better, the book or the movie? And, you know, it's not always the book. People are like, oh, the book is always better. Not necessarily the case.
What book had a better movie in your mind? Let's drill down.
Let's do that. Yeah. Okay. I might get flack for this, but I prefer The Shining, the movie, to the book.
Oh yeah.
I love what Stanley Kubrick did with it. I enjoy Stephen King. My mom would kill me if I said anything disparaging about him, but I just feel like the sense of menace and dread in the movie is so palpable. I love this idea that Stanley Kubrick did of like, you know, our main character, Jack Nicholson, has always been bad. You know, there's nothing redeeming about him. I just love a rich movie villain. And you just don't get that as much in the book,
absolutely.
I feel.
Absolutely. So finally, what's on your bookshelf? I know you always have a dozen things. And as a writer, and we're very excited. We know that this next year, 2026, we're going to see something published from
absolutely,
you.
Absolutely. We're speaking into existence.
Yep, absolutely. Let's manifest it.
Yes. Well, currently I just picked up a gorgeous book called Baldwin, A Love Story. It's a huge tome, 700 pages. It's my go-to-bed book, which might be a little crazy because it's so heavy. But I've been a James Baldwin fan all my life, and this is a new biography that is really centering the loves of his life. And I feel like a lot of biographies in the past have kind of like quieted down how he was, you know, a gay man in the early 60s, late 50s. And this is not doing that. It's saying, you know, he was just as much his partners. And they really lent themselves to him in this really beautiful spiritual way that allowed him to become this incredible voice of a generation. So that's what I'm currently reading and diving into.
Folks, if you've just joined us for Book Talk, we've been with Dominic Howarth. He is with Book and Bottle. He is our favorite monthly visitor podcaster. He is truthful, gentle, and fearless.
You're so sweet. Oh my God. I'm blushing. You can't see it, but
so until we see you again, I have to ask you, what's going to be your Halloween costume this year?
Oh, you know, I just recently rewatched Pulp Fiction, so I think I'm going to do a group costume with my buddies and my partner.
Are you going to dance? Because he is, by the way, folks, in addition to all of his skills, writer, book person, he is an amazing professional dancer.
Oh,
is there going to be
you.
Some Pulp Fiction
dancing? Of course. We got to twist the night away, baby. It's Halloween. You only live once.
Well, Dominic, thank you so much for being here.
So
and we look forward to another episode of Book and Bottle's Book Talk for October.
Absolutely. I'll see you then.